It is Garden Talk on KSRO in the KSRO Greenhouse. I'm Steve Garner. Good morning, everybody, along with Dave Fazio. And man, oh man, we got about 2.5 inches of rain this week. It was sensational. Any damage at the nursery, Dave, or did the plants just suck it up?
Well, there was not really any plant damage because, I mean, it was a lot of rain and things flooded. We had some of our current clients call in saying, you know, I've got water 3 inches deep over my planter bed or something. And it's like, well, there was a lot of water in a short amount of time. Yeah. But it's not going to be detrimental to anything because it quit and the ground's perked. The water has moved through. And, you know, if it sat there for 3 days or 4 days, then it might cause problems. But at the way it went, it was okay.
And then we had freeze overnight last night. Temperatures were down to 32, 33 degrees. I remembered. I went out, double-layered my Meyer lemon tree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remembered. I didn't remember to cover my car. I was scraping ice this morning. But you know, I had my priorities right.
Yeah.
Because it was cold last night, so remember to be out there covering, what, bougainvillea and all those other tender plants.
Yeah. The covering helps. You know, the old-fashioned Christmas tree lights help.
The old-fashioned ones that put out some heat, not the new ones.
Yeah, and then they've got several products, cloud cover, yeah. And there's another one that they're basically a plastic polymer that you spray on top of the leaf that helps the leaf from transpiring, mm-hmm. So it doesn't lose the water and stuff, and it gives it another about 5 degrees worth of protection.
That's helpful. Peggy, good morning, and mm-hmm. Welcome to Garden Talk. You're on with Dave Fazio. What can we do for you this morning, Peggy?
Well, I've got a tree. It's really called, I guess, a magnolia, but everybody calls it tulip tree.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it blooms in February, but mine and the few I've noticed around town are blooming now. And it just knocked off all the leaves, and it's blooming. And I'm wondering, I wanted to prune it, bring it down a little bit. I was wondering, when's a good time to do that if it's starting to bloom?
I would enjoy the blooms and then cut it after it's done blooming.
Okay.
That way it'll push some new growth for you and stuff. And the blooms on the magnolia are generally at the terminal ends. And
yeah.
So the new growth should hopefully bloom next season for you.
Okay.
But enjoy your flowers. They are blooming really early because normally they don't bloom till springtime. And I'm not quite sure. You know, the weather's been kind of strange. It's been up and down and one thing another. And I was noticing that 2 weeks ago when I was going to school that the magnolias, the tulip trees all over Santa Rosa area are in bloom. And I only saw like one or two of them in Sonoma Valley that were blooming. Mm-hmm. But Santa Rosa had a lot of them going on already.
Yeah, they are. It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good talking with you, Peggy. Have a lovely holiday. Let's chat with Scott for a bit. Calling this morning. Hi, Scott. Welcome to Garden Talk live at KSRO with Dave Fazio. What can we do for you? Hello, Scott. How's your cell phone this morning, Scott?
Are we hearing ourselves on his radio in the background?
I know. I think it's just unintelligible.
Hello,
Scott.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
I had a question about dahlia bulbs.
Sure.
Do they need to be dug up every year and dried out or left alone?
And normally you can leave them in the ground. They're usually down far enough that you don't have to worry about the ground freezing and freezing the bulb and making it mush. The big thing that I would worry about is if they're planted in an area where when it gets wet, it puddles and the puddles stay there for a day or so, because then you could rot them out. But if it's an area where the ground perks well and stuff, you shouldn't have any problems leaving them in the ground.
Well, because my wife was out digging, rooting around in the garden, and she happened to dig some up from last year, and they were beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed some of them were kind of rotting, and so.
It could be that maybe the moisture, you know, because we've had a little more consistent rains, not that it's been, the ground has been soggy wet all the time, but the additional moisture and maybe they weren't drying a little bit in between.
Yeah.
But if they're getting soft and gooey, then I would probably dig them up and put them in the garage or something and then plant them in the very early spring.
Okay, bottom line, doesn't hurt to dig them up.
No.
Okay.
A lot of people will dig them up and then they'll divide them, you know, and if you divide them, the bush that comes back next year isn't as big, and you don't get quite as many flowers by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you can just dig the whole clump and save the clump and stick it back in the ground in the spring.
Okay. Okay. I will do that. Thank you very much for your help, like always.
You're welcome.
Take care. Good talking with you. Let's grab one more call before we take a break. Pam has a hydrangea question for us. Hi, Pam. Welcome to Garden Talk. Good morning. Hello there, Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
Yes.
Morning.
What's your question?
What is the ideal place to plant hydrangeas?
Okay. Best place to plant hydrangeas, Dave.
It depends on which hydrangeas you're speaking of. Because if you're thinking of the old-fashioned, the big round ball type of hydrangea that comes in white, pink, and occasionally blue.
Yes.
Ideally, you'd want a morning sun and a filtered light or a shaded area through the hot days of the summer. And make sure that they get plenty of water.
Plenty of water.
Just like their name says, hydra.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Hydrate.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrangeas, they need lots of water. What about pruning? Is this the time to be?
Virtually any time from now on, and generally you can prune the hydrangeas down to 2 to 3 buds off the ground.
That much, really?
Oh, yeah. They're amazing. The big thing is be careful because there's, in the last few years, they've introduced a lot of other hydrangeas to the market. And there's probably one of the most popular and stuff is called the oak leaf hydrangea, which is almost evergreen. It's a gorgeous thing. Nice shrub, but you don't do the pruning that you do. You don't prune that the way you do the old-fashioned hydrangeas.
Oh.
And a lot of the others, too, the PG and stuff of that nature that'll tolerate more sunshine and all, don't get that kind of pruning either.
But for the most of the hydrangea market is the ones you're talking about.
The old-fashioned hydrangeas, yeah, those are heavy pruners.
Heavy pruners. That's your answer, Pam. Thanks so much for calling us. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take a garlic question. And although she's not an operatic star, we still call her.
How do you know she's not an operatic star?
I've worked on this bit for the last 30 seconds, Dave. although she's not an operatic star, she's always been Garden Talk's Madam Butterfly. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Sonoma County, I'm Stephen Curry, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
You've heard about reverse mortgages 100 times on TV, but have you ever heard the whole story? Hi, I'm David Carter, NMLS ID 540322. I've been in the mortgage industry for 12 years, and I specialize in reverse mortgages. If you're 62 or older and you own your home, let's talk. Simply tell me your needs and goals, and I can explain how this great financial tool works. Call me at 707-235-8786 for an appointment. Santa Rosa is my home, and this is where I've guided people like you through the process for 12 years. There's no obligation. So call 707-235-8786 to learn more.
Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS 1019941. Full licensing at nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Not available to Hawaii and New York residents. Terms and conditions apply. Reverse mortgages are first mortgages. A reverse mortgage is a home secured debt payable upon default or maturity event. Call 973-842-2448 or 888-494-0882. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lender's Law license.
What SUV is so innovative, it has aligned itself with Lucasfilm's next blockbuster release, the Nissan Rogue, at North Bay Nissan in Petaluma. It's not because it features the same name as Star Wars Rogue One. It has to do with the impressive styling, intelligent cruise control, Xtronic continuously variable transmission with sport mode shifter, and its ability to travel at warp speeds.
Okay, that last feature, well, it's still in the design phase.
See the new 2017 Nissan Rogue, Rogue One Star Wars Limited Edition at North Bay Nissan. The Nissan Rogue, available for purchase starting at $23,820 or lease for just $189 a month for 36 months with $1,899 due at signing. Two or more at this offer. See dealer for complete details. North Bay Nissan, just off the 101 in Petaluma.
On Earth, in the Milky Way galaxy. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
It's Macy's One Day Sale.
Saturday.
With our lowest prices of the season.
And amazing deals of the day store-wide.
Like Charter Club cashmere sweaters.
Now only $39.99.
Take an extra 40% off.
Clearance designer handbags.
Save $100.
On a Samsung Gear S2 Classic smartwatch.
Plus, get a free strap.
Clearance dress shirts and ties.
75% off.
And save 70%.
On all Martha Stewart flannel bedding.
Sheet sets.
And throws.
Earn plenty points during Macy's One Day Sale.
Plenty.
Lots of points.
Lots of places.
One rewards program.
Savings off regular sailing. Clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Questions mounting about whether the presidential election results were influenced by Russian hackers. Now President Obama stepping in, pointing a finger at Russian President Putin. So are U.S. intelligence agencies. But what about President-elect Donald Trump? ABC News political commentator Cokie Roberts.
The truth is that he has been very dismissive of the intelligence community. And he keeps saying these are the same guys who said that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and they were wrong. But, you know, President Obama said yesterday again that when Trump actually sits in the Oval Office, that the weight of that job will take over, and perhaps it will.
Questions are after the final stop of his thank you tour in Mobile, Donald Trump will be heading to his Florida Mar-a-Lago estate for the holidays. President Obama will head on his final vacation to Hawaii. He is already there. And 38 states under a winter weather advisory. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies today, topping out at 52 inland and on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 31, 33 on the shores. Sunny for Sunday at 56, 54 in Bodega Bay. Monday has clear skies, topping out at 57, 55 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350. And the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Win a Jeep or cash at Grayton Resort and Casino's Holly Jolly Jeep Giveaway. Four drawings this December. Grayton Resort and Casino's Holly Jolly Jeep Giveaway. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Call us right now, 636-1350, live Garden Talk. Oh, yes, in the KSRO greenhouse. Since 1987, October was when we launched our little program here. Oh, someone said, don't call it a little program, Steve. It's an important program. Well, I agree, if you're a garden lover. Along with Dave Fazio, pinch hitting for Gwen Kilcher today. In the greenhouse, you can reach us at 636-1350. It really is that simple. We'll keep you on hold for a minimum amount of time because calls always come first. If we can help you with a gardening problem, a solution, maybe companion planting, landscaping suggestions, identifying a rogue bug or fungal problems, you can always shoot us a photo, which has helped tremendously, hasn't it, IDing over the years.
Oh, yeah. Compared to what it was 10 or 12 years ago, well, it sure makes a difference to see a picture.
When we started 30 years ago, what people would bring us photos and drop them off at the front desk. Now it's just remarkable. Someone will call and go, well, I'm out here now. I'm shooting a photo and I'm sending it to you. And while we're talking, there's the photo. Julie West is in the KSRO greenhouse. It's so nice to have her joining us again. She was my reference. Okay, it wasn't the best joke of all, but the Madam Butterfly, because much of her life has been spent in pursuit of making sure that we're aware of how to attract butterflies, also monitoring butterfly numbers here in Sonoma County, been active in the Northern California Santa Rosa chapter of the Butterfly Association. I think president of the Garden Clubs of America, is that correct? Weren't you?
California Garden Clubs.
California Garden Clubs. And we have been in contact with you probably for 16, 17 years, since 1999 and 2000.
And I'm a former student of Dave's.
You're one of those two?
Yeah, I got through one semester. It was one of the hardest things I ever did.
I'm so glad someone tells the truth now. And what course was it that you took?
It was Plant ID.
Plant ID.
But you come away from that to this day, I am an advocate of botanical names because there's only one name in the whole wide world botanically for that particular plant. Common names, there can be five common names, and you don't know what the heck they're talking about.
Okay, here's a satisfied customer, a former student of Dave Fazio's, Julie West. And we will talk during the next hour and a half about butterfly goings-on, both locally here, the counts, how are the butterfly population. We'll talk about some of your recommended butterfly plantings where we can access this type of information, too, because we all need some more butterfly energy on the grayer, bleaker days of winter. By email, let's take an email question, 636-1350. If you would like to reach us, we're going to go to the calls, but let me grab this one, Dave, first of all. This is from Bill. Bill writes, "Hey, Steve and Dave, I've planted a bunch of garlic 4 inches apart in rows 12 inches apart. What would you recommend that I plant between these rows to work as maybe companions to utilize some of that space? They are in raised beds that are 4 feet by 8 feet. Is there anything you could think that would do well in that space?
Well, because of the size of the space, he's only got 12 inches between the two rows. Yeah.
Lettuce or anything?
It would be doing something that would be small, like lettuce or a row of carrots or a row of radishes, down the middle or something of that nature that's not going to need a lot of space. Because if you put something that's going to get big and bushy in there, it's going to shade the garlic, and then the garlic's not going to do well.
Oh, that's good. But carrots and radishes would be a good choice?
Yeah, radishes would probably be better than carrots because carrots can throw a lot of fern or leaf to them and stuff too as time goes on. But by then, hopefully, the garlic should be fairly well established.
So radishes might be a good vegetable.
Radishes or maybe some lettuce, some of the like Little Jim or one of those smaller lettuces would probably work really well in there too.
I'm assuming he wanted something edible, I think.
Yeah, probably.
His second question, regarding pruning a fig tree, I have some smaller fig trees. One is a tiger panache. It's just a stick about, 2 feet plus right now. But I'd like to encourage some limbing and side shoots. Will topping this work for figs? Also, I've had limited success in creating a knife cut above a bud union to create a limb. Does this work with figs?
Both of them should help encourage side branching from what he's talking about. If his stick is big enough or tall enough and he wants branches at that point, then taking the terminal bud out, don't take a big chunk off the top, but maybe a couple of inches, he'll definitely get side branching. He didn't really ask about pruning figs, though, did he?
Well, he's saying one is a tiger. It's just a – but I'd like to encourage some limbing shoots. Will topping this work for figs?
Taking the tip out of a shoot, because figs have a tendency to send out a single shoot, and taking that terminal bud off will cause the side buds to break and grow.
Okay, so yes. That would work for him. Okay, Bill, those are the answers to both of your questions, a suggestion for what to plant in between your garlic, and also some approaching to encouraging side growth in your figs. Jackie from Petaluma would like a word with you, Dave. Good morning, Jackie. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a plant that grows in my neighbor's yard, and it's a vine, and it blooms now, and it looks like a bright orange honeysuckle, and it's just gorgeous.
Does it have a big flower on it?
No, it's just got a blossom that curves up like it would be a good one for a hummingbird to get into, and it's got a little stamen on the inside that's kind of dark blockish looking, and the leaf has got a little bit of a, it's not a smooth leaf. It shows its, you know, pattern.
Hmm.
And it's just, and it always blooms in the winter, and it's pretty prolific because it grows through their yard into my yard and along the fences and up in the trees.
It could possibly be some variety of honeysuckle. How big is the flower?
Well, the flower is probably about an inch long.
Small.
It's very narrow and opens up, you know, like it's a throat to it. Hmm. It's got a long throat.
Hmm. Any possibility of getting you to go out and take a picture of it and emailing us the picture?
I don't have the means to do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because right at the moment, the orange vine that was blooming, it probably in some places still got some flowers, but they're great big huge flowers, which is the orange trumpet vine, is the only thing that comes to mind. And
I know that one, but
yeah, and from the way you're describing it, it sounds like it would be good for hummingbirds and stuff.
I've really never seen a hummer out there, but then, you know, like I said, it's in the neighbor's yard and up in their tree.
They
have big privet trees that it's growing up into.
Uh-huh. Is it evergreen? Does it lose all of its leaves in the winter?
No, it's got all its leaves.
Boy, it sounds like some variety of honeysuckle.
Oh.
But without seeing the...
Yeah.
A sample or seeing the picture of the vine or something, you've got me stumped.
Okay, well, I was just hoping. There's no smell to it, it's so pretty for, you know, in the winter because not much blooms.
Okay, I'll tell you what, since you can't do it by email, can you take a photo of it and send us a photo?
I could do that.
We really would you like to see this?
It'd be interesting to see because, you know, it amazes me. Every once in a while, people will have this plant that you rarely see, and it's like, oh wow, you know, I didn't even know that grew here or something.
Well, if you can, I'm going to put you on hold, okay, Jackie?
Yeah.
And Mike, what pine bark, would you give her a mailing address? Because I really would.
I know your mailing address.
Oh, you do.
I've been listening to you guys for years.
Oh, okay. Well then, I know it's a lot to ask, but when you stump Dave Fazio, this doesn't happen very often. So if you could take a photo of this as close up as you can get and send us a photo, we'll have Dave take a look at it.
I will do that. If I can't, my daughter can.
Okay.
For me.
So that's your assignment for this week, okay?
Okay. Terrific.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Well, good. A stumper. I know you like these, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to find out what it is, because from her description, it doesn't ring any bells.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Don't go away, because John would like a word with us about bees, and we're going to dive into the world of butterflies with our special guest, Julie West, on Garden Talk. I'm Steve Garner. This is KSRO.
Golden State Warriors play-by-play is sponsored in part by Hansel BMW on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market won the Best Sonoma County Farmers Market Award by the Press Democrats Reader's Choice. To find out why, shop the market for your holiday feasts. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to quail and rabbit. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors and sample local dairy products. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Today we join Quick Draw McJaw and his faithful sidekick, Baba Looney, as they search for authentic Mexican food.
I think we should stop in right here, Senor Quick Draw.
I'll do the thinning around here, Baba Looney. Let's see, the sign reads,
Puerto Vallarta Mexican Restaurant and Cantina. Sounds Mexican enough to me.
Si, Quick Draw. I'm thirsty.
Says here they have a full bar.
What do you suppose a Mexican drink is?
I don't know. I guess one of those fancy coffee drinks.
Wow, Senor Quick Draw, look at Puerto Vallarta menu.
Yep, I'm a gandering at this here fajitadilla.
That's fajitadilla.
That's what it said, my shrimp size sidekick. It's served with your choice of marinated chicken, prawns, or beef with onions, peppers, rice, and beans on the side, plus a tortilla.
Tortilla.
Yum, yum, yummy. They've even got taco salads here at Puerto Vallarta.
Taco.
Puerto Vallarta, 3333 Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa. Lunch specials daily starting at $5.95.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 25 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now is the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you all the time and hassle. Or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 25 years in business is right here in your own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com. Reed's Trailer Sales, now accepting consignments.
Reed's, you should buy your trailer at Reed's. A fifth-wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
So there was one suggestion about what the mystery plant might be.
Someone had mentioned Cape honeysuckle, which tends to be somewhat tender in our area from the cold of the winter. And generally, the flower on that is much larger than an inch. And I'm not saying it isn't that. It could be a plant that is, you know, a little deficient, and so the flowers aren't as big or something. But again, you know, a picture would be worth a thousand words, as
okay.
they say.
Thanks for the call for that suggestion. 636-1354, open lines for Dave Fazio and special guest Julie West. If there's anything you are curious about in the world of butterflies, this woman can answer those questions. John from Petaluma has a question about a kissing cousin of a butterfly, and that would be a bee. John, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Oh, hi. Thank you. I've got a notice from the National Resources Defense Council, the NRDC, and on it was some pretty interesting information about bees, saying that that 44% of the nation's honeybee colonies collapsed over the past mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is really shocking information, and they're directing most of the accountability to neonics, a class of insecticide that's produced by Bayer in Germany and Monsanto and Syngenta here in the United States. And I just thought I'd call because I was thinking about replacing some of my vegetables, which I always make grow too much of, with flowers. Like a nice wide variety of flowers in wherever I can. And just wanted to put that out as a suggestion because of this kind of an emergency situation for these important pollinators.
Yeah.
This has been going on for
a number of years
and stuff. And they were blaming the bee collapse on all kinds of things, not only different fungal things and mites. And they were even talking about it being in conjunction with your telephone, the cell phones, and stuff of that nature. They really have not come up with a clear, defined reason why the bee colonies have been collapsing. And the honeybees play an extremely important role in our lifestyle. You know, without pollinators going on and stuff, and they're not the only pollinators in the world, but they're a very important pollinator, especially here in California, especially for the almond crop. Mm-hmm. I think I was reading something about they were importing hives from Texas or someplace, and they were paying almost $1,000 a hive to rent it for the almond crop here in California.
Yeah. And that we actually addressed the neconinoids issue about 4 or 5 years ago with a professor from UC Berkeley, that this was looming and that there was a lot of suggestions that those contributed to the demise, at least a contributing factor to possible colony collapse. So if you can avoid those, some of the plants that you buy at the big box stores do identify the usage of neconoids in those plants. I'm talking about Home Depot and some of those. Some of the growers do come out and state that on the labels. Others do not. So if you're hypervigilant, you need to do your research and try to patronize growers who do not use these in the genetics of the plants. Yes, Julie?
You also have to be careful of seeds. Sometimes they dip seeds in neonicotinoids that, you know, and that will affect your entire insect population as well as butterflies. So we encourage at National Garden Clubs, you know, make sure your seeds have not been treated with any neonicotinoids.
Okay, you can check that. You have to verify that with the person who's producing those seeds for you.
Yes, yes. We've gone back and asked the companies.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for the call and that alert, yes.
And one other little item. He mentioned Bayer and Monsanto. And I was reading an article yesterday.
It was
that
approved.
Bayer is buying Monsanto.
That's correct.
So we have one humongous chemical company is what it amounts to.
That's right. And there's no way to overstate the influence that this marriage is going to happen, that's going to have on the world seed production and everything else that they control. It's just be aware and support the people that you trust. That's all we can say about that. We'll take a break and be right back. Dear Dave, how about that plant being a black-eyed Susan?
It could quite possibly be a black-eyed Susan, but generally black-eyed Susans look like mush at this time of the year, unless it's in a real protected spot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anything's
possible.
I mean, it might be that it's growing next to a heater vent or something. I don't know.
Dryer vent, yeah.
Yeah.
And the mystery continues.
I'm Laura Ingram, weekday mornings 9 till noon on KSRO.
Better business through better advertising. An advertising tip for small business owners by international marketing expert Matt Hackett.
If you're trying to advertise your business, it can feel very expensive. One of the reasons for that is that many advertisers mistakenly believe that trying to reach as many people as possible with their ads is always the aim. In reality, there are really two important factors to consider: how many people hear your ad and how many times they hear it. Advertising works best by repeating a message to someone enough that they remember it, and that can take much more repeating than you might think. Ask yourself, how many times do you have to hear or see a commercial before you remember the advertiser? If your ads aren't remembered, it really doesn't matter how many people you're reaching. So when buying advertising, keep this in mind. It's better to advertise more often to less people than less often to more people. And that can often save you money, too.
For more tips, go to ariaconnect.com. That's ariaconnect.com.
The best deals in Sonoma County are just a click away on mysonomadeals.com. Right now, get a $50 gift certificate to the community farmers markets all over the North Bay, including new locations in Sonoma and Marin County. Find all your fresh and local farmers market needs at half the price. Find great deals like this and so many others only at mysonomadeals.com. That's mysonomadeals.com.
It's time for gift giving during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event at Hyundai of Petaluma. Come in and pick out a gift for yourself or someone who's been very good this year.
Lease a 2017 Hyundai Elantra SE Automatic with popular package for only $149 per month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, license, title, registration, documentation fees, options, and insurance. Must finance through Hyundai Motor Finance on approved credit. Two at this price. VIN number 0880130924680. Offer expires 1/3/17.
Celebrate Hyundai Holidays at Hyundai of Petaluma, just off the 101. And HyundaiPetaluma.com, a proud member of the Avante Auto Group.
It's Macy's One Day Sale.
Saturday.
With our lowest prices of the season.
And amazing deals of the day store-wide.
Like Charter Club cashmere sweater.
Now only $39.99.
Take an extra 40% off
clearance designer handbag.
Save $100
on a Samsung Gear S2 Classic smartwatch.
Plus, get a free strap.
Clearance dress shirts and ties.
75% off.
And save 70%
on all Martha Stewart flannel bedding.
Sheet sets.
And throws.
Earn plenty points during Macy's One Day Sale.
Plenty.
Lots of points.
Lots of places.
One rewards program.
Savings off regular sailing clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not cooking dinner for one. I'm on horseback, galloping across the Scottish moors towards my one true love. There, through the mist, I see my beloved, kilt flapping in the breeze. The fibers of his shirt struggle against his bulging muscles as he takes me from my horse and my frittata!
Go to audible.com/act now and your first download is free. Audible, stories that surround you.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hope you'll be able to stick around all morning. John Ash and I welcoming Chef Cal Peternel from Chez Panisse to the program today. Cal coming up from the Bay Area to sing with John and be to celebrate the release of his second cookbook. It's called A Recipe for Cooking. His other book, the first one, 12 Recipes, New York Times said was about the best cookbook of the year. Back after this with hour number two of Garden Talk with Dave and special guest Butterfly Maven Julie West. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Winter doesn't officially begin until...